We already have an agreement with the Common Drug Task Force. They did receive some grant funding for 2023, and they are hiring 8 task force officers. And what they're wanting to do is hire one of our officers.
Sheriff, real quick, I'm sorry.
I don't get the same thing.
This one is agent agreement. This is not
the Rapid Financial Solutions LLC.
Yes.
This has to do with jury. Is that even?
That's me.
Yeah, that's not me.
I didn't think that
I'm
was
here
you.
For the comment.
Okay. Okay. Well,
sorry.
My apologies. It was numbered on the agenda as my apologies. So let's back up here.
Okay. You want me to sit down so you can carry on with that one? Or?
Yes.
Well, you can stay there.
You can stay there. You don't have to leave, but if you could help.
You just got to share the table.
All right.
Please accept my apologies on that.
All right.
Okay. We have Treasurer Ms. Melanie Smith in front of us.
This will, I've been talking with the circuit clerk. Instead of when the jurors come, then she sends me a list, we do all the checks. Half of them don't get cashed. It's a huge process. So now court funds, several counties have been going to this to where when the jurors come, they will be given like a little debit card. And then they'll send me the dollar amount. I'll push those funds over. So 3 or 4 days after the jury trial, the funds will be loaded onto that card. So there's no more outstanding checks, no more checks to write. Saves time, money. And a lot of counties that went to it have had really great success with it, really. And Amy Strahan is on board with it, and she thinks it'll be a good thing for us.
So how does that, do they turn the card back in when they're?
No, they just throw it away.
Just throw it away, and then the load fees, and then the, so how does that work with the monthly inactivity fee? Is it based on that card, or is that based on?
Yes. So each time that they don't do it, a little bit will come off each time.
Okay. That's a fee to them.
To them, not to us.
Not to us.
Yeah. Okay. And then once, if they call back in, say they lost it, and then they end up finding that call back in, they'll load all that back on there for them.
Okay.
And then if they don't, after 3 years, then they will turn it over to the state of Missouri for unclaimed.
So the only fee to us is the 63 cents?
Yes.
And that's the load fee, and you only pay that whenever you load it.
Right. And that will be cheaper than the check and the manpower and everything.
Right. Yeah, the other fees, the 99-cent fee, that's if they use it at an account balance. But
correct.
That's the end user.
Right.
The monthly inactivity fee and the monthly account maintenance fee, that's all paid by them.
By them.
Okay.
So the county is out that amount once it's put on the card, and what's unused, you said, goes to the unclaimed funds, state of Missouri.
The county's out the 63 cents, and that's it.
That's it.
It's per card.
Per card.
Per load.
Per load.
But that's still, like Melanie was saying, that's cheaper than a check and a
postage to mail out that check.
Yeah. Sure.
That's cheaper than everything else.
Manpower.
Then when do they receive that card?
They'll receive the card the day they come in.
So it's not mailed to them, it's actually handed to them.
Handed to them. And then they'll announce that it'll be up to however many days we decide it's going to, you know, take. She'll tell them I'll have to wait maybe say a week, and then I'll be loaded on there. Because you can do it either way. You can do it where it's automatically on there, and they automatically do it once we send it. But I want to be in charge of the amount first, so I'll have to get like a approval from you and send it. So it might be just a few days, you know, after the jury trial to do that.
So for the record, before we move on any further, I need to make a correction on the statement. Here it should be numbered 22-147T instead of S. For the agent agreement, that is the file number.
Oh, okay, I see. On the agenda, it's S.
Correct.
On the actual form, it's T. Okay.
Correct.
Yep, I see that.
And the previous stated letter stands for this file agreement.
Have any questions?
No.
I'm reading this last paragraph. It says, the assumption is that these services are for the payment processing services and or the court fund cards utilized for the compensation of the individual serving on county jury. So it's specific to county jury.
And I did have Mr. Elliott review it.
Yeah, I'm reading part of his. I'm just making sure that we're all on the same page. So as long as that's the case, then we're good.
Sorry. I see on the letter from the attorney it says T. On the actual application, am I missing? I don't see it referring. Yes, it does. Thank you. Answered my own question.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Rapid Financial Solutions, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, approval of combined Ozarks multi-jurisdictional enforcement team, COMET, interagency agreement number 22-145S, Sheriff.
So Sheriff, looks like adding Aurora Marionville Police Department.
Well, the difference...
And removing... Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, the big difference in this and the one we had, they may have added some folks, but the big difference, the reason that they sent it back to us is because they did receive grant funding to add 8 task force officers, and the way they are doing that is they are taking member agencies and basically reimbursing them for a task force officer. So we've held interviews and we've selected a task force officer, which will work out of our office primarily. They'll work with our other drug enforcement guys, Branson drug enforcement guys primarily, but they will be subject to call to other areas that COMET serves. And COMET will provide him with the vehicle, equipment, and reimburse us for his payroll and benefits. And up to 300 hours of overtime for a total of $68,507 annually.
Have you read the letter?
I haven't seen the letter, no, sir.
Commissioner, do you mind if I share it with you?
Nope. The two that's removing, they chose to be removed because they don't have the officers to join this force. Or
okay, I'm not
next page.
Second paragraph.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't seen the letter, but I'm aware of all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you had everything's?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. And the officers that applied for that position, they were told that, you know, the grant funding could go away, and they may be filling a spot in the jail until we have another patrol position open up, and everybody that applied for it was okay with that, so...
good with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the record, I do have in front of me an agreement that our attorney, Mr. Elliott, has reviewed, dated January 6, 2023, that approves to the amendment as to form.
Move to approve the amended combined Ozarks multi-jurisdictional enforcement team interagency agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Approval of White River Valley Historical Service Agreement for 2023, number 22-146, CM.
Do we, I think the request is different than what the amount is in the contract. Do we want to go ahead, sorry.
I'd like to table it until after we discuss the budget.
Further discussion?
Do we want to table it until, do we have a definite time, or do we want to take no?
Well, until after it's discussed and approved in the budget.
So you just want to take no action?
Take no action at this time. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be taking no action on White River Valley Historical Service Agreement, number 22-146, Commission. Next order of business, authorization of application for rezoning conditional use permit, variance, appeal, planned use development.
So what I have before you this morning is a planning zoning application for a rezone request for the parcel at the corner of F Highway and 160 that is currently zoned O for office. That's where the sewer district had part of their office. But that's the site for our proposed household hazardous waste, the HHW, which is not an approved use in a O zone. So looking at the different zoning districts, I'm proposing to rezone it to A1, which a lot of our road and bridge parcels are A1, so that use is fine. And then along with that A1 zoning, we would get a conditional use approval through the Planning Commission for that recycle hazardous waste pickup, which is a conditional use of approved use in an A1 zoning district. So this is just the application that the presiding commissioner would sign, and then we'd run it through the process. You would hear this application in February if you sign it today, because today's our deadline. The Planning Commission would hear it first, and then it'd come to you when you get it scheduled after the Planning Commission meeting for the rezone, and then the Planning Commission would make the decision on the conditional use contingent that it was rezoned to A1.
Have we ran the process through Mr. Elliott to make sure that everything's happening properly?
The HHW or this application?
This specific application.
Oh, no, I have not.
Well, my understanding is this just has to be signed by the other property.
That's all I'm asking for, is just to be signed.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. I'm just talking about before we, he'll be here today, we may like, hey, is this the proper process to get
good.
This changed to how we, I don't want us voting on our own thing that right now we're just given.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Right. I understand that.
But yeah, before we take it to the next step, I guess what I was asking.
Yeah, we'll have that window between now and when we mail the letter, so that'll be good to meet with him today.
Yeah. And that way just make sure that we're.
Okay.
So essentially you need a motion to allow presiding commissioner.
Correct.
Plummer to sign
the application.
The application on behalf of Dane County.
Yes.
Move to allow Presiding Commissioner Nick Plummer to sign the application on behalf of the county.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Let me know what Mr. Elliott said.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Like I said, he'll be here today at 1, so I may just. So we can just kind of hand it to him and say, hey, this is what we're doing.
Perfect.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't be coming in here, Coffee.
Next on our agenda is court orders presented by Wesley Shoemaker.